was born and raised in the heart of the Delta in Sunflower, Mississippi. I left him my twin sister and seven other brothers and sisters. But my mom took us to Florida to start a new life. But it wasn't until years later, when we was putting together the rhythm keys, that Snowman brought out this old guitar. And the sound of that slide singing across those strings brought me right back to my Mississippi home. I remember old Mr. John used to play that same way on the porch at the end of a hard day of picking. Us late to the night by the light of that fat Delta moon. You could hear Mr. John on the porch playing that ball neck guitar, and somebody would start singing along, and soon the whole field would join in. Some nights we're just too tired to sing, so we'd just moan. Bring water out to the folks in the fields. My grandmother would take a drink of that cold water and wipe the sweat from her face. And I would watch her as she would look across the cotton to a cloud of dust coming up the road. She would keep her eyes on that big greyhound till it made its stop and then turn back into a cloud of dust. Disappear into the distance. And with a tear in her eyes, my grandmother would say, "Go on my way, it just ain't my day." You know, my grandma used to say, "Go on my way, but ain't my day." Oh, my grandma, you used to say, "Go on my way, but ain't my day." After the assassination of JFK, most black people lost hope that there would ever be any changes in the South. Folks stopped leaving. Mother and father would leave, and their children would be left with relatives or friends until they come back to get them. And sometimes they didn't come back. So you understand how bad I felt when my mom gave us around that colored lamb and said she was leaving that night. She had to sneak out because if the boss man caught her, who know what might have happened. Mom was gone nearly a year. My grandpa told us not to worry, that she loved us and she would be back to get us. You know, know my grandpa used to say, Mama, be back someday. You know my grandpa used to say, Mama, be back someday. The happiest day of my life was when I saw my mom step on campus. There was a lot of hugging and kissing and crying. I can never tell you how I felt getting on that bus, barefooted with everything I owned in a paper bag. I watched those cotton fields disappear into a cloud of dust behind us. Today was my day. You know my mama come back today.